You're listening to the audio production of The Rock, the Road, and the Rabbi, My Journey into the Heart of Scriptural Faith and the Land Where It All Began, by Kathy Lee Gifford with Rabbi Jason Sobel, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the authors.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Lee Gifford, and it's my joy to read for you The Rock, the Road, and the Rabbi. The most important fact I want to emphasize at the beginning of this book is this. I am not a biblical scholar or an expert in biblical studies. I am simply a lifetime student of the Word of God and a seeker of truth. But in my search for a deeper understanding of the Bible, I have met extraordinary people such as my friends Emily and Craig Weirda, to whom I am most grateful for first inviting me along on this amazing journey. And finally, I thank God for Ray Vanderlaan, Rod Van Sulkema, and Rabbi Jason Sobel, three men who have taken me up steep slopes, led me deep into the desert, explained ancient mysteries, and revealed what Scripture means in its original form. Most importantly, they have relit a passion in my innermost being for the Bible and rekindled my desire for the lover of my soul, Jesus the Messiah. For that, I am eternally grateful, and to them I dedicate The Rock, The Road, and the Rabbi. Introduction. Lord, you want me to what? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. Before I began my new job as co-host of the fourth hour of the Today Show in 2008, I felt the Lord tugging at my spirit with the words of Matthew 6:33. Kathy, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I remember responding, Lord, you know that's what I'm trying to do. Put you and your kingdom first in my life. Then I felt him gently rebuke me. You're not listening. I said to seek me first. Lord, do you mean first thing in the morning before anything else? I questioned. In my heart, I sensed his clear answer. Yes. Wow, I already got up earlier than most, usually right before dawn. But with my new duties at Today, I would be leaving my home in Connecticut shortly after 6 a.m. for the hour-long commute into New York City. Really, Lord? Before I go into work? Yes, I felt him tenderly remind me. As you begin your day, so goes your day. So I began to awaken before 4 a.m.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?